With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a little bit upsetting to see him mad and angry and yelling at the receivers, "You got to get separation." And when you show a verbal and visible frustration, it's not necessarily a good motivation technique. A better technique is to be a little hurt feelings and gentle and encouraging. And that's going to help them in the long run, because that frustration and inner fighting, that's not a championship effect, and it's not a championship team. And they really have to focus on improving their offense, and then no bickering.
Says AB is just a lonely boy.
Without a home, man.
Needs a family.
Sit.
Needs a hug.
Foster kid looking for a loving home.
Antonio Brown.
But you two are ready to throw him out to the wayside.
Like, now, put him in juvie.
Now, Steve has some sort of an issue with the previous caller. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, the guy, well, first of all, actually, did he say a more better technique? I'm surprised you didn't catch that one, Danielle.
Mo better, as in blues.
Yeah, I mean, this is a sport for men, not for children. You know, you don't give hugs. Wiggy, you were in the locker room. How many hugs did Coach Belichick give out when someone wasn't performing right?
Yeah, I'm still waiting on a hug.
You've got to get in somebody's face to inspire them when you're dealing with adults. You know, sometimes you need to be yelled at. Sometimes you need someone to call you out on your BS. When you're not performing up to your potential, you got to be called out on it. And a hug isn't going to do it.
Well, I think this is you're coming to the root of the criticism of Tom Brady, which has gone on for the last 24 hours and maybe even prior to this. But that is that people believe that he is, when he's yelling at the receivers, mm-hmm. that it's on him, that whether it was OTAs or practice or whatever, that he should have been working with these guys. And how dare he? I mean, it's a real commentary on where we're at in this country, that a guy can't, in the middle of a professional football game, that a guy can't get in somebody's face,
right,
and say, "Hey, what? Like, get your ass together! Like, what are you doing? Like we're like robots out there." And he's
trying. How do you know he hasn't been working with these guys? How do you know he hasn't said the same thing to Sanu 3,700 times already? He hasn't said the same thing to White 1,000 times in the past 2 weeks alone. How do you know? You don't know that because you're not there for all the practices. You're not there in the meeting rooms. You're not there every time you're watching film. And he goes, "You see, when you did this, don't do that." Yeah. I told him 1,000 times, and you got to get in their face, and you got to call them out on their BS. Yeah.
And I bet I know he does that, because when I played, and this was early in his career, we met every morning before we met as an offensive unit, receivers, tight ends, running backs, to talk about passing game and what he expected, how to get open, where should we be if we're running this particular route, what's he thinking, so we could be on the same page. What is he going to do? He's yelling at these guys for them to be faster, get open quicker. How do you elevate that?
Other than Edelman,
is there
a receiver on that team that you think in the next 4 weeks can become a go-to receiver?
No. James White is a go-to running back, but it's a little bit difficult for him, because if it's 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 8 where they may struggle, right, he's in the backfield. A lot of his routes are like designed for 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, 3rd and short. So it's a little bit difficult for him. When you look at this receiving core, like you said, besides Edelman, what other guy do you sit there and go, "Oh, I could see him having that 8 catches for 125 yards and
so a Dorsett?"
No.
It's got to be Sanu. That's what they traded for him for.
Right, but he's not that guy, though. And
then that is a disastrous scenario.
It's a disastrous scenario.
That they can go, okay.
I didn't play. I'm asking you.
No, but I'm asking you as somebody who's watched a lot of, you know, as a football fan, I'll ask Ken and Stiz, I won't ask Curtis. I'll ask Danielle.
Are you saying Stiz Grimey knows more about football than Curtis?
Is there a guy on this team besides Edelman that you look at and go, okay, he can have that breakout performance in the postseason? Seven catches, 125 yards.
It's only Sanu. You have to hope he's injured, and that's what's been holding him back. That's it. That's their only hope. It's not the other guys.
Dorsett caught a touchdown pass against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game last year.
Yeah, you could catch one touchdown pass. Oh. You also had Rob Gronkowski. I'm talking about a guy when you like a Gronk type of player in the Kansas City game or in the Rams Super Bowl. A guy that you are an Edelman. You can go, we need this third down. I'm coming to you.
I mean, maybe N'Keal Harry in another month, maybe. But that's
there's no way. There's no way. You got a better chance of me going out there and making plays.
And Wiggy, a friend of mine sent me this when you were talking about how players leave here and are just fine without Brady and different things.
I didn't say they were fine.
Your career with the Patriots, two seasons, one season with Brady, 11.2 yards per reception. That's over 2 yards more per catch with Tom Brady as your quarterback than anybody else in your career.
No. When I left here, my career individually got better because I led my team in receptions 2 years in a row when I was in Minnesota. I should have been a Pro Bowler, which I was. I was off because of Algie Crumpler, Costa Rica. But numbers wise, statistically, I had better numbers. Uh-huh. So,
not your catch.
You're just trying to impress Danielle. I know you.
Yes.
You're trying.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally.
You're just trying to throw those stats out the
door. No. I don't get involved in that kind of foolery around here. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's strictly work related. That is it.
I understand.
Kalina will kill him.
Yes.
Hello, Caesar.
Should be taking the life insurance.
Because he never shuts up.
What's up, Caesar?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up two quick points. I'm watching, I think it was Fox Sports yesterday, and I see Nick Wright. He's a hack. It makes me crawl under my skin listening to that idiot. Anyways, he's talking about how, that was Brady's best game and at 42 and he doesn't have it anymore. It's like, you know, that's idiotic. I mean, he's played for 20 years. He's seen every single defense you could ever throw at the guy. I mean, and he's not like Peyton Manning at this age where he had a neck surgery and was throwing these little flutter balls all over the field. He could still drive the ball accurately. So, you know, obviously, the problem isn't him at all. Now, what I do think, and I do agree in a way with some of the criticism that Brady has gotten, is the fact that, you know, I understand N'Keal Harry basically gave terrible effort on his play. He was supposed to get across the DB's face, and he didn't do it. I get it. And you know what? You go back to the sideline, you chew him out, but at the same time, you turn around and you say, hey, man, you know, I understand plays in the past. I'm going right back to you. You better make a play for me. And when you, as a leader, you say you put confidence back on the young man like that, it only helps to build a relationship further on down the road. Because he's going to need him. And I disagree with Wiggy. I think the guy is a guy that can make plays in the boundary. I saw his highlight reels from college. The guy can make plays. And, you know, they just need to get on the same page. I don't know if it has to do with maybe the elbow. Injury he had for a couple, in the last couple of weeks, he hasn't been able to get together with them, because, granted, the guy's only been there 3 weeks. It's like basically preseason still for some of these guys with Brady.
Yeah. Caesar, there's a 978 texter who agrees with you who says, Greg, you're missing the point. Tom throws one 10 yards over a guy's head. It's a bad throw. And he doesn't ever say, my bad or my mistake.
What play are we talking about? We're not talking.
They're talking about the play in the end zone where he threw it over the guy's head. Who was that? I don't even remember.
Philip Dorsett. Oh, you're talking about that one there. Now, but when you look at the N'Keal Harry.
But Tom does, he does own that. Like these people, they think that the knock on him is that he is a part of the poor performance of the offense and that he doesn't own it ever. And that's not true. He owns it.
He said that the worst thing that happened to him in the Buffalo was the decision he made when he threw the interception. That was based. That was on him. Yeah. An interception in the end zone. When you look at the N'Keal Harry situation and you start to go, the guy, listen, the guy has only been here a couple of weeks. I don't think that thing's going to work out because you need all a training camp. You need a long period of time. You need a lot of practice time. So the whole N'Keal Harry situation and him being productive, I'm kind of like, this is a red shirt year. We'll reevaluate him next season. Well, but everybody else, they've been here.
I mean, Kellerman went so far yesterday as to say that Philip Rivers would be doing better in this offense than Tom Brady would.
I have a perfect solution, by the way, for the experiment, right? There is a team out there on paper every year, looks talented, but they can't get anything done, and a quarterback who puts up big numbers but can't get over the hump. And if you want to know whether it's coach or quarterback, why doesn't Philip Rivers sign in New England and Tom Brady sign in San Diego and see who has more
success?
I'll make that trade right now. Philip Rivers would have more success with Belichick.
Well, I don't think so.
Stop. Stop. He listen.
That's almost as dumb as saying that Patrick Mahomes wouldn't make this Patriots offense better.
No. Patrick Mahomes wouldn't make it better. That's it. Here, listen. There's no way when you look, there's no quarterback that would come and with this offense would make it better out there. There is no quarterback that
no
you,
single quarterback.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever.
What about Tom Brady 5 years ago versus Tom Brady today? Who would you take?
It still wouldn't matter.
You can't even say that.
It wouldn't matter. Five years ago. Well, okay, here's what everybody goes to. Go to the year you want to go to, Curtis. 2014,
the best year yet. He sat out the first four games and came back. Go to
2006 in 2013. That's what everybody pulls out of their ass. Oh, I mean, look at the talent he had around him. You want to know what he had in 2006 that these buffoons like Curtis don't know about? Here's his left tackle, Matt Light. His left guard, Logan Mankins, his center, Copen, his right guard, Steve Nail, and Nick Kazur was his right tackle. You want to go back to 2013 when it was Aaron Dobson and those guys? Here's the things that morons like Curtis don't know about. Him, Kellerman, I'm going to tell you where they need to go. Left tackle, Nate Solder, left guard, Logan Mankins.
Let's go back through it the whole show. Let's keep doing the offensive line.
Shut your mouth. You've seen Stepchild. I'm talking. Shut up. Ryan Wendell.
Left tackle, Matt Light. Listen, left guard.
He's right. It's the line. Look at the other
night. He also had Dorito dink those years.
You got your third center in there the other night. You got Cannon, who's sick and can't.
So you really think that Patrick Mahomes, who's going to be running for his life, is going to be able to do better? You, Kellerman, Nick Wright, there's a perfect place for you to stand. It's on the side of the Tobin Bridge. And on the count of three, the three of you should jump. World would be a better place.
Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hello, Derek.
And take Derek with you.
Good morning, everybody.
Take Derek with you.
I'll tell you what, Hilldog. This has turned out to be better than I could have even imagined. Yeah. The fact that you're 10-2 and the diehards, it's the gift that keeps on giving. They're going to even turn on the greatest athlete to ever play sports in this country.
Yes.
It's beautiful. They're going to show me to be correct that they are morons, just like Wiggins is saying. Okay? That's the best part of the whole situation, is the fact that they're showing you they'll turn on anybody.
If you look at what he has when it comes to the offense, the fact that they're 10-2 is pretty amazing, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, of course. I mean, you can never bet on against this kid. But you know me. I look for the other stuff. I look for the fact that he's morphed into Manning, and you people can't stand it when he's sitting there chewing these kids out on the sideline. This is the stuff that Hilldog used on your old show back in the day. Yeah. Kill Manning for that. And then the Favre people that killed Favre, and yet you got this stooge running around Beach City. They've morphed into everything they've hated, down to their owner, who's a mess himself. It's nothing is better. You know what? It's going to be the days of Monster Jam Saturday before the games, Hilldog, because to keep costs down there, because the place is going to be empty. Wiggins, his future's looking good. He's probably going to be play-by-play then, because nobody's going to care.
What about the waiting list? I mean, there's 20,000.
I love the list.
There's 20,000 people on the waiting list for season tickets.
Every team says that, okay? Even the Atlanta Falcons are pushing that crap, please.
But this thing of like Brady not ripping his, he did it with Kemba. It was Kembrell Tompkins, I believe. He ripped him after he didn't come across the guy's face 5-6 years ago. We've seen him do this before.
He's done it every year.
He does it with Edelman.
Yep.
Yeah, so what are we
saying? Caldwell.
Right, so what are we sitting here going like, oh my God, he yelled at
me? It's the first time that the guy has yelled at somebody.
But hey, guess what? I guess if Patrick Mahomes was here, they'd be 10-2, and Patrick Mahomes would have 25 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Use your eyes, Wiggy.
I'm using my eyes.
Remove the Patriots glasses. Remove the need for free tickets to training camp and season tickets for the games.
I'm using my eyes. What you should do is really watch football and go, wait a second. Even if Patrick Mahomes was here, they would still struggle.
Yes.
I mean, Ken, I don't know, Ken, you sit back there with him. You'd think you'd be telling him, Curtis, what are you doing, man? You drinking
he
again?
He didn't play the game at a high level like me and you.
Started this morning. Feel great.
I mean, to say that Patrick Mahomes would come here and do better with this offense and this offensive
That's
line.
That's what Curtis said. That's what Curtis
he
said.
You need to give him a urine test.
All right. Let us. I'm not going to do that, but no. I mean, if
you should. Guys. I think he's back on. I think he's. Is it back
on?
Is it back on the wagon or back off the wagon?
Off the wagon.
It's off
okay.
The wagon.
I'm not driving
he's
the wagon.
Currently on the wagon.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Thank God you're not driving the wagon.
Let's find out what is trending.
Tomorrow afternoon on OMF, Teddy Bruschi joins the guys at 4:30. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
And William McGinnis on Dale and Keefe at 1 today. Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. 99 Restaurants gift cards are the perfect gift for the holidays. For every $25 you purchase, a $5 bonus card for yourself. At the 99, always the real deal. Now, what about Russell Wilson? Would you take him over Brady? That's the one guy I may consider.
Yeah, but even if he was here, it wouldn't matter. These guys can't get open. So what's it? I watched there's a play last night that he threw to DK Metcalf, who runs a slant. He completely undresses the defender at the line of scrimmage. You're not getting that from these guys here. So if you have Russell Wilson, it's the same thing. He's probably got more interceptions.
10-2 record for the Seahawks, who beat the Vikings 37-30 last night. Of course, the Patriots and the Chiefs 4:25 this Sunday. Kai Forbath released. They picked up D tackle Albert Huggins, who played at Clemson. Eagles released him a week ago. On OMF, they were breaking down Kareem Hunt against the new Chiefs running backs, Wiggy. Who would you rather have, Kareem Hunt or LeSean McCoy in their stable of backs? Here's Belichick with Lou.
So last year when you came back to Kansas City, you played him a couple times, once with Kareem Hunt, once without Kareem Hunt. So the difference is in maybe defending a team that has one guy that can kind of do it all, as opposed to maybe three different backs that these guys use now. Is that just as challenging, maybe without that one great running back?
Well, I don't know what category you're putting LeSean McCoy in, but I would put him in the great running back category.
As Kareem Hunt? I mean,
he's gained a lot more yards than Kareem Hunt has. Not saying anything against Kareem Hunt, but I mean, LeSean McCoy, it's a pretty good back right there.
They'll face Shady
lying.
McCoy this week.
I mean, Shady McCoy is basically Kareem Hunt, just a little bit of an older version of Kareem Hunt.
That'll be 4:25 kickoff. Red Sox have traded Sandy Leon to the Indians for a minor league pitcher. Their roster is at about 37 players. They've got some wiggle room. They tendered Jackie Bradley Jr. last night. Speaking of Red Sox, did you catch this arrest in the Dominican of El Abusador, who was once rumored to be involved in the David Ortiz shooting?
Why are you laughing at that? Can you repeat the man?
His name is Cesar Emilio Peralta, El Abusador.
So the name you fired off with accent and flawlessness, but the Abusador was a little...
Abusador.
Have you seen this thing about El Abusador?
Have you seen anything about El Abusador? It sounds like a salsa or something.
Loosely translated to the abuser.
Yeah, it's a really hot salsa.
You notice Ken is not talking at all about the latest controversy in baseball where you got guys that are like basically on the IR betting against their own team?
Oh, it was one guy.
Oh, one guy. Yeah, one guy.
Or you just had the guy in football who was doing three-team parlays and got suspended.
Yes.
Well, I find this to be interesting. Because... They've said it was a mix-up, right? They shot the wrong guy.
Mistaken identity.
But they got this guy now on a separate drug charge. But keep that at the front of your mind.
Are you really still believing the mistaken identity one?
Yes,
I
believe
that.
Come
on.
It could have happened.
It's Big Poppy and damn the DR. Everybody knows him.
Well, the former Boston police commissioner is still investigating.
Ed Davis will get to the bottom of it.
We'll get a report from Ed Davis.
He's been down there for 7 months.
And John Henry in the Boston Globe really wants to find some dirt on Big Poppy.
That report coming out at about 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve. That is when that will be released.
Bruins host the Carolina Hurricanes. That's a 7 p.m. puck drop tonight. You're going to head to the Garden. Might be some empty seats there with the weather, but make
that's
it
actually
down.
You know what? I have an event tonight. Actually, can I put a quick plug in because it's Giving Tuesday?
Yes. Big event.
There's a really, really cool, unique event that has been created, and it's happening this evening, and it is called Philanthro Fest.
Okay.
And it's happening at the Grand over in the Seaport, and it's your opportunity to discover your reason to give.
Love it.
So there will be upwards of 15 different charitable foundations mm-hmm. that will be there tonight.
Awesome.
And they'll tell you a little bit about what they do, and if you're somebody who wants to donate your time, or you want to find out where you can volunteer mm-hmm. and you might want to work with a charitable organization, then join me tonight at Philanthro Fest. It's happening at the Grand, and it starts at 6 o'clock. And I think you get food with your ticket. I think tickets are $30.
Awesome.
And you get food.
It's a good
idea.
Nice.
And it'll be a good way to celebrate Giving Tuesday. Yep. All right?
There's very my cool. There's tuxedo my night? You going to dress up tonight? Or?
I don't own a tuxedo. Uh-oh. I mean, I may throw on
may
some
Dane
kind of
to throw on a sport coat.
I might throw on a blazer or some mm-hmm. slacks and a blazer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what
a Tommy
saying?
Bahama shirt underneath?
Ken, maybe you can come, but you should probably start putting your daughter in the car seat at 4 p.m. Right. So you can get there by 6.
Well, Ken's listening to the governor. The governor told him stay off the road.
Yes.
Enough abuse. This is the Greg Hill Show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
That was Danielle's call.
Well, that was
radio
supposed
edit
to be the radio edit.
What is wrong? Honestly, this is why we don't allow Danielle to pick the music. Please.
Wow.
Oh, my Lord.
I didn't know it was going to go there. That's why I figured the radio edit was going to be safe. Isn't that the whole purpose of the radio edit?
It had me going for a minute. I was ready to break
some. That's a good
something.
Intro.
Yeah. New Five Finger Death Punch.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Steve?
So, quick point. I don't think it's really been looked at, right? So, when you think of leadership, I think of Tom Brady. I think of leadership and what I do in hospitality. And I think as you grow in leadership and you have the experience, it's not just did this guy listen to what he was saying, right? To Kobe, did he listen to what he was saying? He's pushing him down. I remember playing street ball. You're pushing him down. You go long.
Yes.
Not that part. He's frustrated with that, right? Of course. He's frustrated with his receivers not getting open. But he's more frustrated when that guy comes back shaking his arms as if he didn't understand what was going on and calling Brady out on the field. That piece right there is against leadership. And at that piece there, that's when Brady started to get upset and look at him. He took his helmet out and he started screaming at him. In other words, what are you saying? I'm telling you to go long here, and you're shaking your hands like you don't understand. You want to have that conversation, you have it on the sidelines with me. Do not have it on the field.
Wiggy, what I think. Do you think that's what it
Wiggy
was?
Wiggy comes from? Absolutely.
Do you think that's what it was, Wiggy, that he felt like Brady felt like he was being called out?
Look, I don't want to say if showed up, not being showed up, but you got a guy who might be saying, no, Tom, you're wrong, I'm not wrong. And you're kind of questioning the guy who knows the system inside and out. And I don't know if he's talking about the play where he's pointing, if he's talking about the Jacoby Myers play where he's rolling out of the pocket, doing his best Patrick Mahomes, and he's telling him, hey, go deep. and Jacoby Myers just stays there. Or if he's talking about the Philip Dorsett play where he throws the ball deep and Philip Dorsett just runs a short route. So I don't know which one he's talking about, though Carlos was talking about.
Well, you said earlier that you've been dressed down by Tom Brady, or you've been yelled at by Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, nothing crazy. But like I told you, I was at a different point in his career. And I was a smart player, so he didn't really have to dress me down like that, because a lot of the times I made sure, like Julian Edelman said, what's the number one thing we, and I asked him on this show here, what's the number one thing you try to tell those young guys? Get in your playbook. Know what you're supposed to be doing. And if you know what you're doing, guess what? Brady won't dress you down, or he won't undress you on the field, because you'll be in the right spot. I think that's what it all comes down to. How much are you getting in the playbook? Do you know? Are you watching enough film? Are you doing all the things that needs to be done so you can recognize these things? And then in practice, are you working on it? Are you doing it over and over? Because Brady's probably yelling in practice as well if he's yelling in the game.
So when you got guys like Nick Wright who are basically saying that Tom Brady isn't good anymore, that's a ridiculous statement.
Because he doesn't give me the reason on why he's not good.
Well, here's what he said yesterday.
The elephant in every room about the Patriot conversation is not an elephant. It's actually a goat. It's the goat, Tom Brady, who is not any good. Let me be careful with what I'm saying here. I almost said he's not any good anymore. He's certainly not any good right now. And the only way you could believe he's going to be good again is if he does have some magical goat quotient to go to that he is waiting until the last possible moment to activate.
So he says nothing. Like if you say, oh, he's not any good anymore, and you're going to be like, go to the stats. No, show me on his play. Okay, he missed this throw here. A guy was wide open and he threw it at his feet. Give me some facts to back up why he's not good. Don't just go, well, he doesn't have goat potion or whatever the hell he said.
That was historically dumb.
I mean, come on.
Great quarterbacks at least make it work.
At least I'll give Curtis a little bit of credit. When I asked him, he said his decision-making, I think that was one of the reasons he said something about his decision-making and this, that, and the other. But then my counter to that is, well, a lot of that has to do with the protection in the offensive line.
He doesn't have the time to make the decision.
Right. I understand that. I'm just going based on this Nick Wright moron who's just saying goat potion, where he's just saying things to be saying. When I look at Brady, there's a very, very small percent that I would put on his shoulders. Has he made some bad decisions? Yes. Has he missed some throws? Yes. But when you start to look at everything around him, the offensive line, the receivers creating separation, the receivers being able to get open, the receivers knowing where they need to go, it's more on that.
But the issue here, Wiggy, is that you won't even concede the fact that 5 years ago, Tom Brady would be doing better right now than this Tom Brady with same weapons.
He wouldn't, because the weapons from 5 years ago would be, if he was 5 years younger, it was the same weapons.
Okay.
What's the difference?
There's just nothing that we could discuss. Mahomes wouldn't make this team better. Brady 5 years ago wouldn't make this team better.
What would Tom Brady have done 5 years ago to elevate these guys?
What he has always done, when he took you great player.
What? So explain to me what that is.
I've just watched it my whole life. I've seen every snap of his career. I see
him
raise the level of play of players around him.
So you're saying he took Wiggy? You said he took Wiggy, who was a nobody.
Right.
Okay.
And made Wiggy.
And how? How did he do that?
Because he got the most out of you, told you where to go, where to be, and you got there. That's how it was done.
Okay. So Brady told me where to go, and I was able to get there.
Right.
So,
and you probably talked too much, and it took too long.
So you don't think that – so this is what I'm talking about. Right. When you just,
so you don't think he's telling those guys where to go, Curtis?
My point is that he's not as accurate as he was then. He is not as strong when throwing the ball as he was then. I'm not saying it's this huge cliff drop-off by any means, but his play, like any normal human, has decreased as he has hit 42 versus when he was 37,
34. So let me get this right. So he was more accurate and he was a better passer his second year in the league with me in 2001 than he is right now his 19th year in the league.
I mean, he certainly made you something. I mean, I don't know.
What you just said, and that's why.
Let's go back through his years here.
Stop. Okay, well, you want
36 touchdowns, 4 picks. Would that quarterback be better this year than Tom Brady is right now?
Not with these weapons. Man. You can't answer the question I asked you. And I asked him a question, Greg. I said, what did he do? And what you know what he said to me? Oh, he told me where to go.
Like, what did he do? I can't verbalize how he played the quarterback position. No, no, no. He's played it better than anybody in the history of the game.
I asked him how because I need help with this. Greg, Danielle can help me with this. Yes. I asked him how he elevated the players from when I was playing to now, what he did. He said he told me he told me where to go.
The question that everybody wants answered is this. When it comes to the performance of the offense this season.
Yep.
Is the performance lacking because of the talent that Tom Brady has around him or because Tom Brady has reached an age where he can no longer perform at the level that he once did?
It's the talent that is the question, around him.
That is the question. Curtis is saying it is because of the age. That is what Curtis is saying. You are saying it's the talent
around
him.
It's the talent around him. But Curtis isn't saying the age. Curtis is saying...
You're saying he's finally fallen off.
I just said that. He's getting older. He's not the same quarterback he was when he was throwing 36 touchdowns and 4 picks.
I asked you specifically for reason, and your number one reason...
How he goes to bed at night. He sleeps on a different side of the bed.
But this is where you sound stupid. Your number one reason was... No, your number one reason is... We all say stupid things, but this is where you sound... dumb. Your number one reason was he told me where to go to get open. Like he's not doing that to these guys. That was his number one reason.
Hello, Mark.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Mark?
From the Cape.
All right. How's the snow on the Cape?
It's just starting to stick. We got mostly rain.
All right, good. What's going on?
So here's where Brady painted himself into a corner because he's not the type of guy to play the blame game, but several years ago, when asked about how long he was going to play, he said, I want to play until I suck. So if the offense isn't getting it done this year, he's either got to say, yeah, it's time, or these guys around me and Josh McDaniels weren't able to make it right.
Uh-huh.
So he's got to answer that question himself.
Yes. So he has no choice other than to, in a roundabout way, because he doesn't directly do it, in a roundabout way, indicate that the talent is not there for him to get the job done.
Either roundabout or directly, he's got to answer that question that he made the statement regarding years ago.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean,
talent is not good around you, how are you going to perform?
Right? I ask myself that question every day.
Don't you think that's
el abusador?
In order for you to perform, the talent must be
correct.
It's got to be somewhat good around you.
Yes.
And you can maybe elevate them, but you're able to elevate them because they have something.
Yeah. Yes. They have the ability to get better.
Yeah.
And ability to do what you want them to do. In this case, you're saying these guys don't have the ability to do that.
Right. What makes me different than Lacoste if he tells me, go 5 yards and go right?
Right. Hello, Arthur.
Hey, guys. Listen, I hate to agree with Curtis, but Wiggy, you're wrong. 5 years ago, his arm was stronger. He was a better athlete. Those things do help make people around you better. It's like when you say Mahomes wouldn't make him better with this team, sure he would. Well, he's looking for receivers to get open. His legs would already have him 10 yards down the field where Brady can't do that. Not that he ever could.
Brady has already said that his arm is just as strong, if not stronger now, than when he put that mile per hour thing up with Alex Guerrero when they were training in the summer. So Brady has already said that. Brady's moving the same way in the pocket that he moved 5 years ago, not at a very high rate of speed. He's still sliding and being able to make some plays and keep plays alive with his legs. We've seen it in Houston the other night.
Here's a text that says, Wiggy, for Brady's whole career, everybody has always said he elevates the players around him. He makes players that are everyday players into Hall of Fame players like Wes Welker or Danny Amendola. Why is he unable to do that now with these guys?
Because those players were better. It's that simple. What part of that don't you understand? I mean, we live in a world with morons. It's that those players
yes, we do.
Are better. What part of that don't you understand? If I run a 10-yard out and Matt LaCrosse runs a 10-yard out and Brady says, I need you to be there, whether he's 42 or 22, it makes no difference. It's about whether or not that player, me or LaCrosse, can get there and get open.
And get open.
Right. I'm a moron.
And these guys can't do that.
Right.
And they can't get open.
But these idiots out here, these people in this national media, and guys like Curtis will tell you, well, he's not the same as 5 years ago. Why? Because when he told that guy to go there, he could get there 5 years ago. What the
His
hell does that mean?
His athletic ability has declined like any other human. Like Arthur just pointed out,
but he's not
as
a receiver. He is not a receiver.
So,
he's not
so Brady's
going to
play until he's 92?
No, he's not a receiver. He's not a tight end. When you look at his athletic ability, Be honest. Has he really changed that much as an athlete?
It was hard for him to be slower anyway.
Right.
He's slower.
It's hard for him to be
but
slower.
But be slower. You can't.
I mean, maybe there's a little less zip to the ball. I mean, I don't know.
Can you notice that? Be honest.
No, I can't.
Right. Neither can Curtis.
Well, I mean, Curtis is an expert.
I am.
He played at Rivers both ways.
But I want
four
you. To,
four
I want Curtis to be honest. Is there something, this is why I said, is there something that you can see physically from 5 years ago to today where you go, Brady don't look the same physically. He still puts zip on the ball.
The only difference I see is he's much smarter. I mean, his football IQ is
right.
Would you prefer his football IQ 5 years ago or now?
I think it's about the same. I mean, when you're 37, 15 years in the league versus now, I don't think you learn that much more.
I think the game is obviously continues to slow down because, like he said it before, I've seen everything, you know? Now teams will try to throw new stuff. I'm talking about his physical ability because Curtis is saying he's not as good as an athlete. Well, he was always slow.
Curtis sees his house for sale, and he's switching the alignment to Belichick. Pro-Belichick Curtis.
Now. That will never happen.
Real quick, this is Jack. Yes, Jack.
Listen, I want to ask Curtis just one question, and then Curtis, do you think that Brady's numbers would be any different if he had Rob Gronkowski and Antonio Brown on the field this year?
They would be much better, yes.
Damn right they would, because it's the players. But I will say this, Tom against time. Time always wins.
Well, Jack.
But to answer the question, Curtis just answered his own question.
He did answer his own
question.
He goes,
it's the players.
It's the players. It's the weapons. Let's use the word weapons for the 4,000th time.
It's the tools.
It's the tools.
The notion that you would not take Tom Brady from 5 years ago versus this Tom Brady may be the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, what is the difference if he doesn't have the tools around him? But that's you're sighing. The reason why he's sighing is because he still hasn't been able to answer. The only way he answered the question was with the dumbest thing that's ever been said on this earth. He tells guys where to go. And 5 years ago, when he told guys
you
where to go,
stick with that all day, Wiggy.
Well,
you
said it, not me.
You said it more than I have.
Nobody beats
Curtis,
Father Tom.
What would their record be with Lamar Jackson?
Probably 11-1.
Oh, 11-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen.
Listen.
There's no help
with
Curtis.
With Mahomes, they'd be 12-0?
16-0 already.
Right. There's no help with Curtis. We know what Curtis is doing.
Yeah.
He's trying to just get a rise out of people, which he's doing a good job of that. I'll give him credit.
Yes, he is. All right. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station. WEEI.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, Will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
No, not only is Tom Brady getting older, but this radio station has more commercials for people whose bodies are breaking down than the previous one I worked at.
Trying to help people out.
We just had the issues with the diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. Oily stool. Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
We have male impotence issues. Yeah. And, I mean, that's a lot of things that are going on around here.
Now,
and
remind me, because yes, I forget from time to time, how long was it that you were on the
Can I take a guess?
Wiggy.
Oh, man, this is hard. I know it was a long time, but...
How long?
I'm not sure, uh-huh, but I'm going to guess 28 years.
You're right.
After 28 years on WAAF.
You nailed it. Hello, Phil. Hey, Phil.
Good morning.
What's up, Phil?
Listen, I listen to all the... I'm in total agreement with Wiggy. I go back to, I was a longtime Patriots fan, season's ticket holder when Jim Plunkett was the quarterback.
Jim Plunkett? Okay, yes.
They used to boo this poor guy, and if you look at the film, no sooner did he get the ball and there were three defenders chasing him down. Yeah. The only receiver that I remember he had was Randy Vataha. Once he got to a team that had some decent players, he won two Super Bowls, but the point was...
What, did he go to the Raiders after the Patriots? Did he win two Super Bowls? With, he did? He won two Super Bowls? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so, in other words, I don't think Brady has lost one thing, but he has people that don't know how to get to where he needs them to be. He's always been very specific about that. You have to be at the 12-yard line, not the 11.5, not the 13, the 12.
Yeah.
And these guys are incapable of doing it.
Yeah. Well, Wiggy has a staff for Curtis.
Because Curtis keeps saying 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
5 years ago, Brady would still be able to do what he's doing today. Okay, so let's rewind time a little bit. Let's go back to 5 years ago.
We fast forward to 10.
No. We can't. We can't because we have to make sure you get this before you go home and you fall back off the wagon.
If we rewind time, you had just started this story.
Yes.
But go ahead.
5 years ago. Go ahead. 5 years ago, Julian Edelman, 92 catches. Rob Gronkowski, 82 catches for over 1,100 yards and 12 touchdowns. First team All-Pro and a Pro Bowler. Brandon LaFell, 74 catches, almost 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns.
Stop there. Brandon LaFell, with this Tom Brady, would have no chance of getting those numbers.
Hold on. Shane Vereen, which is similar to James White, had very good numbers. So, but you look at 5 years ago, Tom Brady had Rob Gronkowski. Is there a Rob Gronkowski out there that I'm missing?
No.
Are you sure?
No, there's not.
I mean, I watched Houston yesterday. Are you sure there's not a first-team All-Pro tight end out there you could throw the ball to?
Hi.
I mean, is there? There's got to be one guy out there where Brady could just say, hey, go 10 yards.
Go 10 yards.
And make a right, and you'll be a first-team All-Pro.
Hello, Manny.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Manny?
Hey, I think the difference now is more his reaction time. 5 years ago, Brady, when the play broke down, he was able to find the open man. Now it seems like he's taken a lot longer to react to stuff.
Well, that's because they're not open, Manny. He's getting out of there, but they're not open. That's not on him.
But this is what I'm telling you. When the play broke down, mm-hmm, he was still able to find the open man, and he was still able to go through his progressions a lot faster than compared to now.
But he still goes through his progressions. He went through it in Houston. There was he broke out of the pocket. He's looking for guys to get. He's basically running out to the sideline with nobody around him, and he's pointing to Jacoby Myers and basically telling him, dude, go deep. Go deep. And he's out of the pocket, and he's like, go deep. And Jacoby Myers looks at him and goes, nah, Tom, I'm going to stay right here. And he throws the ball deep. So that's Brady's fault?
No. And he doesn't have the time that he has had. I mean, he has to be skittish with regard to, I mean, I thought the left tackle situation was going to be solved.
Right.
Has that been solved?
The left tackle situation has gotten way better. It's the right tackle situation. On the James White touchdown, Marcus Cannon basically says, all right, you got a free pass to go get Brady and grab his flag. And then what Brady does, he gets out of it and he's able to elude some pass rushes. And that's when he hits James White on his second touchdown. But you're right. Every time he drops back, whether it used to be Newhouse, but now it's turned into Cannon and Newhouse on the right because Cannon has, you know, the zombie virus. It's a free pass to go
since
to Brady.
Since week three, from Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com, since week three, he is 30th in the NFL in completion percentage, 30th in yards per attempt, 29th in passer rating. So
look at time to throw.
And you don't think that has nothing to do with the guys around him.
It has to do with everything. But when in God's name would you ever envision a time where Tom Brady, over that span of time, would be 30th in those categories as quarterback of the New England Patriots?
When the offense got the tools around them were that bad.
Tools, drink.
Tools.
Drink. Yeah, when they were that bad.
By the way, snow day drinking. Is there anything better than snow day drinking?
Oh, God. Nothing.
Snow day smoking.
Hello, Nick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, with reference to the last call up, reaction time does go. When it's your time, it's your time. It happens to everyone. However, where's the part of the equation where the defense gets some of the credit here, right? There's guys out there that are just better than the receivers that you have. And that's the way I see it right now.
What do you mean? You're talking about the other defenses, right? You're talking about the teams that they're facing. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. The receivers that you're going out and complaining about, I ain't saying they're the greatest in the world. However, there's some pretty damn good defensive players out there. And you got to take in mind, too, I'll tell you how good some of these guys are. The rules favor the quarterback. The rules favor the receivers. There's no question on that in the last 7 or 8 years. So there's some damn good defensive players out there. All I'm saying is you got to give them some credit.
Yeah, I think there's a little piece. But that goes back to the guys that you have. They're not very good. Because if the rules are favoring the offense and they're favoring you to get in a position to get open and you can't get open, I mean, look at the interception he throws to N'Keal Harry. The guy basically runs the route for him.
Hello, Kurt.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
And then at the end of the play, he's flopping around on the ground, like wondering, like looking up, wondering.
Brady with a great
Brady had a great tackle. Hello, Kurt.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Greg, you were right. The first 11 games of the season, his drop-back protection rate was horrible. But this past weekend, and Mike Reese ran the percentages, it was in an article yesterday, they were in the top three in drop-back protection rate this weekend. So it was a big change.
I think they were 26th or 27th or something prior to this week.
He had a good – there was times that there was – in the first field goal that they kicked, I can't remember, it might have been second or third down. And Chris Collins, where it says it on the broadcast, he's sitting back there, and he does have time. I'll give the O-line credit.
And nobody's open.
But you know what? I forgot. It's because Brady has declined, and he doesn't know how to tell those guys, hey, get to that spot.
All right. We got to take a break. There's a cage match coming between Curtis and Wiggy at some point, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.